report to start off with here of the 8:30 news. And I'm going to read this just the way it came off the Associated Press wire because it is such a grim report. It says, to Seattle for New York Associated Press, Dateline Anchorage. This comes to us from KENI. We don't know how official this is, but we're just going to read it to you from the wire. It's a very grim report. Reports from Alaska's far-flung islands send earthquake death and missing toll upward to 500. I'll repeat that. This went over the Associated Press wire just moments ago to the Seattle AP people, or New York AP people. Dateline Anchorage reports from Alaska's far-flung islands send earthquake death and missing toll upward to 500. We're going to read a story which came on just before this news item came on the Associated Press wire, which had the death toll down considerably from that figure. It says reports are still coming in from the hinterland of Alaska, and they indicate that the toll of dead from the quake and tidal waves may be greater than thought previously. Yesterday, it was said the number of fatalities probably would be around 100. Today, the Alaska Civil Defense estimated the toll of dead and presumed the dead at 178. It appears now that the island of Kodiak in the Gulf of Alaska, southwest of Anchorage, was the hardest hit area. In the Kodiak community of Shunigu, half the population of 45 may have been lost. Reports say the townspeople made a desperate race for higher ground to escape an 80-foot tidal wave. There's fear that many fishermen and the seaside residents perished in waves that smashed other coastal areas in the wake of the quake. Many of these places are isolated on the Alaskan Peninsula or in the Aleutian Islands. Officials' reports on some remote areas still say situation completely unknown. A big airlift is underway from Seattle to get emergency supplies to the stricken cities of Alaska. 15 Air Force Globemasters are scheduled to arrive in Anchorage during the day. Their cargoes range from diapers to electrical equipment. Commercial airline service has now been fully restored to Anchorage. The Alaskan Highway, which runs through Canada from the U.S. mainland, is reported in fair condition, but Alaska's ports are generally usable. And many backcountry roads are impassable because of earth slides and smashed bridges. Here's a bulletin from Washington. General MacArthur's condition is reported today as still critical, but his doctors say that the kidney condition that gave him trouble has improved slightly. There's a growing feeling in Washington that Congress will have to enlarge the emergency funds available for disaster relief in Alaska. The director of the Office of Emergency Planning, Edward McDermott, has noted that this year's disaster appropriation is only $20 million. The estimate of property damage in Alaska in the wake of last Friday's earthquake is put between $350 and $500 million. McDermott has said it is probable that additional legislation will be required. The situation is unprecedented in our time. It seems certain there will be a sympathetic response from Congress. Senators from every part of the country rose on the Senate floor yesterday and pledged support for relief measures. McDermott summoned the heads of federal agencies to an emergency session yesterday, shortly after his return from a flight to Alaska to survey the damage. McDermott said he has been in frequent touch by telephone with President Johnson at his ranch in Texas. And, McDermott said, the president stressed the federal assistance must be expedited. McDermott said the thing that makes Alaska's flight unprecedented is the fact that such basic industries as fishing and canning were knocked out completely. Thousands of workers face the prospects of weeks or months without pay. McDermott said this makes the task a far more complex one than the relief and cleanup programs which usually follow natural disasters. We are still monitoring, as we read this news, KENI in Anchorage, and we're trying to find out exactly when Ty Clark is going to be speaking to the mayor of Seward. And we've had many requests to the whereabouts of the people in Seward. Have they been evacuated or not? And we don't know, to tell you the honest truth. And Kenai has been unable to answer our questions on this subject. So we think possibly when Ty Clark starts to interview the mayor of Seward that we may just try to pick up the line. We seem to have lost the line, however, momentarily, to Anchorage. President Johnson issued new speed-up orders on relief for Alaska today, and arranged to fly back tonight to Washington, where he can run the operation from headquarters. Presidential Press Secretary George Reedy said McDermott also asked an estimate of what the financial requirements would be to carry out fully the relief efforts possible under present authority. is that McDermott is asking for a breakdown of how much can be taken care of under the 1964 fiscal year budget and how much would have to be appropriated under the 1965 budget for the year starting next July. McDermott's recommendations for future action will be built on a study of the material the agency had submitted. Reedy said Johnson worked on the Alaskan situation last night after supper. He announced that Brigadier General O.S. Lafferter, Chief of the Air Force Command Post in the Pentagon, flew down from Washington with photographs taken on aerial survey missions primarily over Anchorage, Seward, Valdez, and Kodiak. These pictures also have been made available to McDermott and other top officials. Johnson also conferred by telephone today with Secretary of State Dean Rusk and with Defense Department officials, Reedy said, but there was no announcement of subjects discussed. We'll try to contact Kay and I again here in just a moment or two and see if we can't get that interview with Mayor Seward. And had planned for next weekend a celebration in accordance. And I said, of course, all these celebrations have been canceled, have they not? And the Mayor Seward said, no, Dar, they have not been canceled. They have only been postponed. Because we're going to build that city of Seward into a better and bigger all-American city. We'll hear more of this interview, I'm hoping, at 9:15. We're going to try to contact Kenai and get
with your local authorities to see if any of these...